Shin Pei Gimel. Eine Yehudi Adorim Shnei Yisrael. Veine Eine Yehudi Beveise. So when you have a guy with two Jews living in the same chotzer, they have to rent from him. But since he's not home, Eino Oisa, it is not Aser on them. It says over here that you should look earlier on in Shinayin Aleph, that over there it says that there's opinions that hold that when the guy is not here, he doesn't answer only if he's far away enough that he won't be able to come back on Shabbos. Even the opinion that's brought down over here is if you're just walking out of the house, it's not enough. He has to be out of town. So once again, Simon is saying that if the guy is out of town, he doesn't answer on the other members of the chosim. They can make an Erev without renting from him. But Yudhi Shabbos, somebody did show up. He does answer from that point on. Now here's a chiddush, because we learned before by Erev, if it was mutter in the beginning of Shabbos, very often it stays mutter afterwards. Because here, the fact that I was able to come back on Shabbos shows that he was already planning to do that from beforehand. And we say that from the beginning of Shabbos, there was a potential that this Erev will be broken, and therefore negates the Erev. Very bottom. One can't rent from him on Shabbos, even though monetary transactions cannot be done on Shabbos, but this is just a heker to permit them to carry, and therefore they can do that on Shabbos. Obviously they can't do it with money. Now we have two problems here. They made an Erev. The second the guy comes in, the Erev is finished. Aside from that, they have a guy there. So they get rid of the guy by making this rental. But their Erev is also finished. So they get out of the problem with the Erev, they can be Mavata like we learned before. One person negates his reshus to the other one. And the Meila, Yavata Lechavayov, Yachin Mutta, the one that is there could take in and out of his house. B'chol shekein im meisa b'kachov l'shabbos shivat alech l'chaver v'yochen muta. And surely if they go back on Shabbos, then they can do bittul to one another, and the one that the other one was mevatel to can now carry in and out of the chotzer. Mishnah Berurah brings a chiddush that if they rented from the goy before Shabbos and they made an Erev, so everything's good. They made it between themselves and they rented from the goy. Now the goy dies on Shabbos. So if he dies on Shabbos, the rental is off. The rental is off, and it's a possible Erev. Even so, we say that no, the Erev is not bottled. The Erev stays intact, because over here, since it was mutter in the beginning of Shabbos, it remains mutter.